you want to go to a vote on that now, or do you want to wait to see if someone has an amendment that they'd like to offer?
I'd like to put it up for a vote. Robert's rules says that if someone wishes to offer an amendment or a substitute, they can do so. So right now, if anyone wants to offer an amendment or substitute, they can do so. If this motion fails, I'm assuming that Barbara will bring forward her motion. But again, if she'd like to present an amendment or substitute
prior... It could be done as an amendment.
Is it okay to call a question?
Yeah.
Not on the committee.
This is Ken, to present. When presenting a motion, it's really wastes a lot of time to keep adding amendments. So let's get
I'm
the motion.
I'm going... Hey, listen. My understanding of Robert's rules is that one can offer an amendment. If we don't like the amendment, we vote the amendment down. But people do have that right.
Okay.
So I'm going
doing an amendment would make it shorter amount of time that we deal with this?
It may not. But
well,
if you want to offer an
words
amendment,
I've
count
just
the time.
Been sketching out here.
Okay.
So shall I offer it?
Yes.
It would begin essentially the same way, except change the date to 8/31, and then after the point where if that does not occur, from there on, the language would be, then said budget shall be completed by the NFC and CFO without further approval of the LSB or budget unit involved.
Okay. Are you at a computer where you can write that down?
I got most of that. What did you say? Without further approval of LSB or... Give me the rest.
Without approval of the LSB or the budget unit involved.
Okay.
This is Bruce.
Could you read it back, R. Paul, and I won't try to do the computer thing.
To change the date to 8/31.
But read all the words up, including this. That part.
Oh, well, the amendment that... Ugh.
If any LSB budget is not...
Okay. Let me see how to read this to you that way. All right. Well, let me first read what you have, then I'll read how it would amend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What you're saying is to change the date to 8/31, and after, if that does not occur, say...
Mm-hmm.
Then said budget shall be completed by the NFC and CFO without further approval of the LSB or the bargaining unit involved.
Not bargaining unit, budget unit.
Budget, I'm just said that.
Okay.
So that means you would make it read, item E on the FY12 budget timeline shall state, quote, LSBs shall deliver an approved budget to the CFO and NFC as of July 31st. If such does not occur, then said budget shall be completed by the NFC and CFO without further approval of the LSB or the budget unit involved.
Except that the date you read 7/31, it would be
8/31.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, so it seems to me that we have an amendment and we have a main motion and we're just going to vote 1-2.
Can I make a statement about
Bruce,
the amendment?
Bruce, I don't know if this is a point of order, but can I say something?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But I got to admit, and with all respect to Barbara, this doesn't sound like an amendment to me. This sounds like a whole different motion. And if we vote on this amendment and it passes, we never get a chance to vote on Ken's motion, which is really different. And I'd like to vote on Ken's motion. So I feel that what Barbara is stating is the second motion.
Okay, that's a friendly suggestion.
Yeah, right. That's all.
Change it to a separate motion. Just start it the way the other one did.
Right.
All right. Well, this is what chairs are for. My opinion, for what it's worth, is that it is actually an amendment. It's a substantial amendment. And I think that those who don't favor it would be voting no on it, but I don't think it's inappropriate to present it as an amendment or a substitute motion.
Ken, to the back.
I think probably we should go to a vote. I'm willing to be argued with, and I guess I'm going to be. Ken?
Ken, because I agree with Bruce and Barbara, who can recognize that my motion is to put the responsibility on the judgment of the NFC as they adjudicate the specific incidents that occur. They may decide to do nothing. They may say, please try to send it again. They may send a box of chocolates. They may just say, goodbye, don't call us, we'll call you. We'll leave it up to the judgment of the body to decide what to do.
Yeah.
Rather than saying a drop-dead date and do nothing, not provide for any action until August 31st, at which time the NFC captures it without caveat and has no options.
But this is what I want to say procedurally, which is that these two motions are somewhat contradictory to each other. I think they both have some merits, and the committee will have to decide. But it isn't either or.
That's
a substitute.
But the amendment eliminated my statement that the NFC has judgment.
So I am going to adjust my language and call it a substitute motion. And what a substitute motion means is that if we pass this, it substitutes for Ken's motion, Barbara's motion. If we don't pass it, then we go on to Ken's motion.
Okay.
Is that a procedure everybody understands and feels okay about?
The chair is correct that this amendment is basically a substitute motion. However, let me bring up the thing about substitute motions is if it passes, you vote on the same thing again because it is technically an amendment, but it's also called a substitute motion. Yeah, so you would have to vote on it because you have amended the other thing. Anyway,
correct.
It's procedural. You end up voting on the same thing twice, and people sometimes balk at that, but I just wanted to bring it up.
Okay, so we're going to a vote on Barbara's substitute motion. Our Paul, can you call the roll?
Yeah, I'm getting it in here.
Okay.
Okay, on Barbara's substitute, Ken Aaron.
No.
Jim Boyd.
No.
Okay, five.
Bill Crozier.
No.
Yes, five.
Campbell Johnson.
The window time they have.
Pass.
Kim Kaufman.
No.
R. Paul Martin. Pass. Tracy Rosenberg.
Abstain.
Alex Steinberg.
I'm gonna abstain on this because.
All right, abstain. Barbara Wipperman.
Yes.
LaVarne Williams.
Abstain.
Bruce Wolf.
No.
Okay, going back. Campbell Johnson.
I'll abstain.
R. Paul Martin? Yes. Okay, the vote is 2-4, 5 against, 4 abstentions.
Okay, so the substitute amendment fails, and that means we will be going on to the main motion, which is Ken's motion. Do we need to read it out loud again? Please, God, no. All right, then, R. Paul, you can go ahead and call the roll on the main motion.
Sasha, theme.
I'm sorry, Bill. What was that?
To ask if there's any objections first.
Ah, okay. You're right. Are there any objections to the main motion?
I would vote no.
Then we will go ahead with the roll call vote. R. Paul?
Okay. Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Jim Boyd?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
No.
Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin? Yes. Tracy Rosenberg?
Abstain.
Alex Steinberg?
I'm not voting on this.
Barbara Wipperman?
Yes.
LaVarne Williams? LaVarne Williams?
You know what? I'm sorry. I misspoke. I meant no. I'm sorry.
Oh, wait. Barbara Wipperman.
I was looking at something else. And
okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Of the hour of the night.
Right.
Of course, I know. No, yeah, understood.
Okay, is LeVar in there?
Yeah, I'm here, of course. Yes.
Yes. Bruce Wolf?
Yes.
Okay. Everybody voted, right? Yeah, it looks like everybody voted. Vote is 7-4, 2 against, 2 abstentions.
All right, so the motion passes. So that is how we will handle item E. I'm just going to do a brief time check. I would like to finish this process, and I think we're pretty close to finishing. We had scheduled a tentative executive session. The purpose of it was to approve 2 sets of minutes. I don't think anything will explode if we don't do that. And then it was to discuss the moving situation at BAI, although I was not successful in getting Berthold Reimers to agree. So, Alex, do you have, like, a meaningful item about that or not?
Well, Berthold is actually here. I don't know if he's prepared to discuss this or not. He's been busy with some other stuff. I can, if you want to set aside a few minutes right now, maybe it's possible.
We had talked about needing to do it in closed session. Can you ask him if he would be willing to do that with us at 8 o'clock? And if so, we'll at 8 o'clock. And if so, we'll finish this. We'll move to executive session, and that will be pretty much the meeting.
That would be 15 minutes from now.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on a second.
It's not there. 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's 11 o'clock for them.
I know, and I feel badly about it, but...
Yes, he said he'll be available.
Okay. Then if there's no objections, I think that's the process that we'll have to go through. Then we'll have to have a brief talk about the KPFK budget in April 12th, which is when we'll have to do that. But, okay, so let's try to get this finished. So we are up to item F. Okay. Item F, to put the deadline on the NFC of August 31st to review and approve, obviously, all of the station budgets and network budgets. So that's basically giving us a month.
Point of information, I'm really ignorant on that. Is the NFC responsible for approving the Pacific Archives and the affiliate and the national office budgets?
Not the affiliate's budget, but we are responsible for the archives and the national office. It will be a total of 7 budgets.
Okay, thanks.
If we are tasking ourselves to do it in a month, it will mean probably weekly meetings through all of August.
Point of information or request, or just a question, however you want it. Why does it have to be done in meetings? Why can't it be done by people reviewing the materials and then by consensus at a meeting, a teleconference, say, this is the way we handle minutes? Is there any objection to approving this budget?
No. That's not the way that the Finance Committee does it. The Treasurer will present the budget. There will be conversation and questions prior to an approval process. There always is.
All right. Maybe when we get to that point, I'll make a recommendation that the budgets be distributed electronically so that at the meeting, it's appropriate to me that if you get the budget at the meeting, you listen to it and some questions.
No. They'll be distributed electronically in advance. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I'm sorry.
All right.
Any other conversation about item F?
That's with the addition of an act on.
Yeah. Okay, is there any objection to leaving item F as is, except review will become review and act on station budgets and network budgets? Eureka. Okay. We have an item G and an item H. I think we could probably just turn it into item G, but I will leave that up to you guys, and it is that the final budgets as approved by the NFC are distributed to the PNB, and the PNB and the PNB votes and adopts. Of course, we can't compel them to, but we're hoping that they will. And the date is September 30th. Any conversation?
Point of information. Let's say you distributed to them as of August, September 7th, but they may turn it back to the NFC before they decide to vote. Isn't that so? It should be two steps. It's submitted to the PNB, and then a separate step, the PNB approves and distributes. But they have the option of returning it. So, I mean, I don't think you should say we deliver and they approve. Yes, we deliver to the PNB, and then they have the responsibility of accepting, sending it back, or accepting it or something.
I mean, as a committee, we could simply say, as of September 1st, we distribute the final budget proposals to the board.
Right.
And that's it. They do what they do.
Right. Yeah, that would be better. But not mandating that they approve it, or, you know, they can do what they do.
Adopt, yeah. Review.
Right.
That sort of thing.
Well, you know, they're them, and we're just a committee of them. So, in a sense, we can't, you know, tell them what to do. We could hope that they would adopt them.
Actually, you don't even know if they're going to meet in September.
September, I know.
September tend to happen a month later.
Okay, well, we got Bruce. Yes, Bruce?
Oh, no, I just wanted to add, I think, you know, we shouldn't worry so much about that item H. I think I would interpret that is put there just to indicate that that's technically the deadline. October 1st is the beginning of the new fiscal year, and by September 30th, we should have completed the budget process. I think that's what we're really saying there. We're not telling the PNB what to do. We're just saying that is the ideal date by which the budgets are all done and gone through the complete process. I think that's all that means. So, I mean, I wouldn't worry that much about that. You know.
Okay. So I don't see any reason that item G wouldn't turn into September 1st. September 7th seems a little random to me.
Well, it's a week after August 31st. Remember, there's Labor Day in there and all that stuff.
Okay. Well, any strong objection to leaving these two items as they are?
I have a question. This is Bill.
Yeah.
Question for LaVarne. Does that week give you enough time to put them all together and get them to the PNB?
I think that at that point, we have reviewed them, and they would basically they would be completed at that time. You know, it depends on whether, you know, the PNB wants more than a week.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
This is Ken to the stack. I have another motion, which is, it's not critical right now, but it was that we maintain a spreadsheet on the Yahoo group where we can keep track of how the different stations are, what their status is, and complying with the timeline. And I've got it worded, and I can email it out with a spreadsheet example of what I'm talking about.
I'm going to propose that you do that and that we take it up at the next Finance Committee meeting. Is that okay?
I guess. All right. Good. I just distributed it. So.
Well, you're sending it to the list, right?
Yes.
Good.
Okay. So we'll put it on the agenda for the next meeting.
Right.
right after KPFK's budget, which will be the first order of business, obviously, and then we'll take it from there.
Very good.
Okay, guys, so we did a timeline. That's great. Congratulations. Thank you for your patience hanging through the process. We will start the first quarter reviews, hopefully in 2 weeks, as soon as we clear out the KPFK budget. At this point, I think we're going to hang up and into a brief executive session. Hopefully, it'll be about 15, 20 minutes.
I move to adjourn to executive session.